Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, great. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, what's happening on Twitter?
All right, so people are tweeting that guy who gave us the Fred Toucher song.
When people call you, they say.
He wrote a song about you, also one about Tony Mads, amongst thousands of songs, including his hit. You know,
butt face.
And so people started tweeting this guy. They found out who he was. And they were saying, hey, Fred wants to meet you and wants you in studio. Would you please come in? And he ended up tweeting us back and said, absolutely, here's my phone number, and then tweeted us his phone number. So there's like, our listeners, it's not very funny for you to tweet this guy and say that Fred actually wants him in, because you're just leading him on and making him angry, and we do not want him to be angry.
It's great. Blood's on your hands, people.
But I mean, I do like the fact that...
Have fun rotting in hell.
It was almost like an immediate concerted effort for people to want to see this guy face-to-face with you.
They said where my son was going to camp. I've made a bunch of mistakes. I apologize to my family. My wife texted me creepy. All right. 617-77... That's by far, by a million worse than the Fred Toucher song. The Fred Toucher song, whatever. Jack G, No Siree Bob. That's the creepiest one we've ever played.
It'd be clear at this point. It'd be inevitable. You want to be me.
You want to be me.
Because I am Jack G.
All right. Jack G. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on the Bruins tonight and their lineup changes. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Yeah. I mean, I guess because of having to talk about it today, you know, it's probably not something that go back, do it again, but I stuff like this happens in hockey, and you watch play there, Jake took about six punches there from two guys, so you know, it is what it is.
Any concern that you'll have a bigger bullseye on your back with the officiating crews?
No, they're letting everybody play. They're letting teams play, and that's playoffs hockey. It's the way it should be played. They're letting a lot go, and that's how it should be this time of year. They let us battle it out. We're, you know, each team gets one or two penalties a game, and so they're doing a good job. And
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Brad Marchand not suspended. 617-779-0985. And every article I read about him not being suspended speculates that he's about to go off, because apparently this gets his raises his dander.
Have we seen that? Like, I mean, is there a pattern for when he gets in? Because like when he licked the guy's face, and everyone was talking about. Because I guess that's the closest thing you can compare this to, where a lot of people thought he might get in trouble, but he didn't. Did he go off? Because I don't think he did. I think that Was that during the Ottawa series?
But
last year,
people are looking at this
I'm trying to remember when that was.
Looking at this, like, all right, he's, you know, now he's expressed himself, and now he's going to, it's going to motivate him. And the crowd, apparently he likes it when the crowd is booing him, and they're going to boo him in every possession.
I wish they'd boo Pasternak.
Well, look. This is the thing. All right, so if you're just joining.
Get in line. Honestly, Bruins fan, Marchand hasn't had to resort to this all season, and he had a great year, but things are different now. I mean, would we agree that the season is more than likely on the line tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Would you agree with that, Rich?
I mean, it seems like
you go down three games to one. I don't care how many games you have at home. 3-1 against this heavy team that's been beating the crap out of you with a hot goaltender is tough.
I don't like calling anything a must-win game that's not an actual must-win game, but I will say that the team has had almost no answers.
Well, if Bobrovsky stands on his head again and you lose, there's no way you're coming back from that.
I just am waiting for, as I said, the dam to break with Bobrovsky, because this regular season he wasn't great, and I know he's won Vezinas before. And then I'm also waiting for at least Marchand and Bergeron to just come to life, or at least be a percentage of what they were.
Bergeron could have won game two, and that would have made the series 2-0.
And
Bobrovsky. Who gives a crap? Whatever, it's a weird name. I don't have to pronounce it correctly.
Just call him Bob, as they do on the broadcast.
Everyone calls him Bob. So you'll be fine.
It's Wojnarowski and all that. Like, if you got a name like that, I don't have to pronounce it correctly. It's on you.
That's why they call him Woj.
That's right. That's why they call him Woj.
Bobrovsky with a V.
Bobrovsky.
Yes.
He's
Bobrovsky across from us. Unibrowski. Big Browski.
It sucks that every time they say gap now, I can't make fun of it. He stole the goal from Bergeron. That's not Bergeron's fault. And so what they're doing tonight is, instead of taking Pasternak out, which I thought would do him some good, whether he's physically hurt or mentally hurt, I thought that, you know, taking him out and giving him some time, giving him a couple days, let him watch, get back into it. They did not, and their only recourse was to put him on the first line, because he's already screwed up the second line and screwed up DeBrusk, because it seemed like DeBrusk was deferring to him and not shooting, which was a huge problem.
It's a we've tried everything approach with Cassidy, and I don't. I what else can he do? He's just like, I'm going to put him back where he's had the most success,
and he gets on the third line, and Johansson doesn't get a shot on goal. So, I mean,
you also have to remember that just because they start this way doesn't mean they'll finish this way.
Oh, no, I'm aware of that. They didn't finish that way with Pasternak in the last one.
The third line was great for every game they've played in the playoffs, with the exception of the one Pasternak was on it.
Right.
So you reunite the third line, so you have that. Fourth line is just fine the way it is. You have Pasternak off the second line and back us in. Maybe you get more of a physical net front presence.
All right, 617-779-0985, because there's a lot on the table right now. So, as John just mentioned, Backes is on the second line.
Here, by the way, here's Cassie's justification. When he was talking about the Backes skating on that second line, they were saying, you know, is this, why are you putting him in there? And first of all, this was yesterday's skate, not this morning. So things can change.
I don't think they will.
But here's what Cassie said.
We could probably address that tomorrow. Generally, when we go through our lineup, if he goes in for anybody, David, he's a net presence, something that's needed against Bobrovsky, I believe. I think we did a good job with that at times. We just didn't find the loose pucks.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with Backes getting on the second line, because if I'm Cassidy, I'm just saying plant yourself in front of the net. I don't care what you do. Maybe you get a lucky tip. Maybe you can shove in a slimy grime goal, but you just stand there. Listen, we're paying you $5 billion a year. Get in there. I don't care if they knock your head off. Get in there, because it sucks. But aside from being a locker room presence that they felt this team badly needed, this is a perfect series for Backes. This is exactly what his game is supposed to be. Postseason, heavy. This is his thing.
So I
have more faith in Backes tonight than I have in Pasternak, because they forechecking and getting a net front presence. Bobrovsky, you got to get in. You got to do something to take away his eyesight. You got it. You got to make it so he can't track these pucks. And you got to stop hitting posts, for God's sake.
And I know Toronto and Columbus are two different teams, but it did work once. So if you look at game two, remember they put Backes in there and it worked.
Well, they promptly
and then it didn't work. After that game, you know, then they're like, all right, we'll take him back out. But, I mean, maybe this is just the pop you need.
I don't have a problem with Backes playing tonight. And I am aware of all his – all the negatives about his game right now that, yeah, he can hit, but he can't catch anyone. So you got about 5 seconds to get out of the way.
And it's at the expense of not having Coleman in there either. So that's not a huge loss.
No. Coleman played well the other night, but no, it's not a huge loss.
You'd have to figure that Marchand will stay out of the penalty box. You'd have to figure that he will now take his rightful place during the penalty kill. So if and when Columbus has the man up, which has been dangerous in the playoffs, the Bruins will have their best people out there. You'd have to figure that some of the puck luck will bounce the Bruins' way. You know, some of those shots that hit posts will go in.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe that all the luck is going to be this bad for the entire series.
The key to the series is you got to get your special teams together. I mean, that bottom line is the key to the series.
Yeah. They've had too many chances that they've blown.
They've had a million chances, and their penalty kill was an embarrassment.
And on the power play, which was just as bad, by the way, you have to figure David Backes slots in with the second power play unit, specifically for that net front presence that Bruce Cassidy is talking about. That's how you shovel pucks back in the net when you get rebounds. Guys like that go to the dirty areas of the crease and figure out a way to find them.
And Backes owes the team. he owes them. I don't care if he scores. That's not the point. I don't care if he hits anybody. His part, he needs to stand there and take it. And he has to think of every dollar of his contract and how much he's peated away on the ice. And he's got, how many years left? 2 years left?
Two after this, right?
More than one, I'll tell you that.
He's got two after this.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you noticed the third period last game. Pastrnak took a shot with 17 minutes left to put it right in Bobrovsky's stomach. And he went and skated around the net after that with a big smile on his face. And he was kind of rolling his shoulder like, all right, that feels better. I think he might have been hurt and they gave him something the second intermission because he was flying around like a different player in that third period.
Yeah, at the end of the third period, I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, he raised it to a 1.5. So. Yeah. I mean, congratulations. You put a puck on Bobrovsky's chest.
You were right about Backes. Two more after this one at $6 million a year.
I wonder at what point you just go, sorry, guys, and retire.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why would you just say, I don't want $12 million?
Yeah. Just credibility, pride.
But John Moore signed for 4 years after this one, so we get that.
You know, David Backes lives on a main road.
Oh, that's right, the Newton Little League parade story. Yes.
Yeah. He lives on a main road, though.
Yes.
Come on, David, get it together. Get a house on a residential street already. You make enough money.
Do the Bruins win tonight, yes or no?
Yeah, I think they do.
I agree.
I think they bounce back.
They do win tonight. They've played too well for too long to have it come just crashing to a halt right this second against this team. They'll figure it out tonight.
I disagree, but listen.
You think they lose tonight?
I'm usually right about everything. I'll tell you 5 minutes into the game. Honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could see how aggressive they play and whether or not having a guy like... I mean, because they're going to have to set the tone immediately.
Yes. We were saying, that's interesting you bring that up. Fred and I were talking about this earlier. The first goal, it's easy to say the first goal is important. Tonight, the first goal is extremely important.
I can tell you, I'll tell you 5 minutes into the game if they can tilt the ice, and then I'll tell you that it's not enough to just put pucks on that. You got to start taking advantage of these opportunities. So I can tell you, I think they're going to win or I think they're going to lose 5 minutes in the game. And at the end of the first period, I can certainly tell you they got to score in the first period. They really do.
I think it's just first goal. I don't think it doesn't matter when it happens.
They have to do something mentally to Bobrovsky or whatever the hell it is.
No, you got that. I was right. Yeah.
It's bugging me.
I know. Stupid. Now that we've brought it to your attention, I understand.
Stupid name. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because it... having to talk about it today, you know, it's probably not something that go back, do it again, but I stuff like this happens in hockey, and you watch play there, Jake took about six punches there from two guys, so, you know, it is what it is.
Any concern that you'll have a bigger bullseye on your back with the officiating crews?
No, they're letting everybody play. They're letting teams play.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fart face. Butt face.
All these toes deserve some love. I like toes. All these toes deserve some love. I want your toes. All these toes deserve some love. I like toes. All these toes deserve some love. I want your toes.
Send that one to DA.
I'm sorry, I'm in hiding in a women's footlocker.
It's kind of creepy there, DA.
Mm-hmm. When they shut the gate late at night, I come out and sniffity sniff, sniff, sniff. I keep track of the ones they tried on. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you leave a sock. Mm.
Would you like to meet your the new employee?
Jackie.
Do you think that DA's favorite show is Married with Children?
That's a good line.
Al Bundy, why do they make fun of you for such a profession? All right, so Robert Kraft, everyone wants to see his penis. It seems that way, Did I hear correctly? They had 30 witnesses on standby.
The defense had 30 witnesses yesterday, so this case is still going on. Now, as of right now, the Robert Kraft side of things got a temporary stay to where this video is not going to be shown or it's not going to be released until, at the earliest, the jury is sworn in for whatever trial they have. That's at the earliest. Now, they can still end up deeming that the whole court case right now is whether or not this tape was obtained illegally. And so, as you were just saying, 30 different witnesses came in from the defense's side.
It's ridiculous.
Which is crazy.
They got everyone who was at the massage parlor that day, basically. That would be my guess, right?
I mean, I don't know. They probably had forensics experts. And
well, I mean, that's part of it. But they went and got as many of the people that had their privacy violated, quote unquote, that day.
I don't know. I don't think that that would do them any good.
Well, maybe it would show the scope that it's more than just Robert Kraft. There's other people who don't have billions of dollars that this might affect.
See, I would counter that that's not a good strategy. Because then you're just saying, yeah, this was a prevalent crime and we've shut down a business that was popular and illegal.
Well, I would say that it's not the only strategy, but if I'm them, I'm just throwing everything out there.
Well, I wonder if this has got to be a record for a misdemeanor. 30 witnesses, 3 high-priced lawyers, my Lord.
So the one thing that was very interesting that came out of yesterday's court case is that Robert Kraft has been ordered to appear in court, in person,
now,
in this
clothed?
Case. Yeah, he's just going to show up. He's like
with the towel on?
The king's new clothes or whatever it was called. Just walking
Emperor's
in.
Clothes.
Emperor's new clothes, yeah. Which is with just a pink tie and that's it. But so he is going to show up on, what is the date of this? May 21st. Now, they're saying that it is very unusual that in a case like this that the judge would want the person in the court case. But then again, this thing's gone on a little bit longer than any of us thought it was, and maybe the judge is just like pissed. He's like, "All right, if everybody's going to be going through all of this, then we need him here. He's got to be here. We have to see him face to face."
Because I'm wondering, like, how powerful this judge is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's like level of judges. This is a guy who or a woman that oversees misdemeanor trials. I'm not positive the judge has ever seen anything remotely like this.
So there was some interesting stuff that also came out of it. First of all, the one of the guys that they did have, the prosecution, was the head detective in all of this. And he kind of spoke about why they decided to put these videos in there or what evidence they might have had that some shenanigans were going on there.
There was one evening in question where a group of approximately 8 males got off of a golf cart, walked into the establishment, came back outside, did sort of a, and I'll use the analogy here, touchdown Jesus, lifted his hands, and then walked back inside. So at that point, I understood that this was not just a regular massage parlor, but one that was an illicit massage business. They had a early bird special, and that if you showed up before 1 p.m., you did receive a discount.
Because I'm sure that Robert Kraft needed one.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just saw early bird special.
So he just had dinner at 10:30, so he needed to go in there.
An early bird special.
Well, you're in Florida. I mean, it makes sense.
I think everything has an early bird special there. Well, it said during Wednesday's hearing, this is from the Globe, Jupiter Police Officer Scott Kimbark described pulling over a Bentley that Kraft was riding in. We've heard the story about that, how it got pulled over. It said Kraft told Kimbark that he was the owner of the New England Patriots and asked if he was a fan of the Miami Dolphins, the owner testified. In court papers, prosecutors said that Kraft also displayed one of his Super Bowl rings and showed it to him, but the officer was prevented from providing more details of the interaction. So he's just like, yeah, that's me. I'm Robert Kraft. I own the Patriots. Check it out. That's a little strange. Wouldn't that be a little weird if you were just doing something like that, that you would just be very open about who you are?
Maybe he's trying to avoid a ticket or something. Like, you know how a lady will be like, officer, is that a gun in your holster? You're just happy to see me. And then the guy goes, oh, miss.
It's like Cannonball Run.
I was just going to say Adrian Barbeau. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And they would just do the zipper?
Yeah. You know that, Burt Reynolds cast that.
Oh, just, like, hell yes.
Just like plowing through all those chicks.
So,
like,
God,
shoot, Adrian Barbeau was at his house like Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, he slept with Sally Field.
Yeah.
Like, he like dated her.
That was like the great love of his life. He said right before he passed away that Sally Field was the one he should have held on to.
He had Lonnie Anderson when she was still Lonnie Anderson.
True. Well, this was kind of interesting. So during a second round of questioning later on the day, the defense attorney asked this police officer if he recalled saying over his radio before making a traffic stop of another suspect about an hour and a half before Kraft was stopped, if he did not have probable cause. He said, quote, it don't matter. I'll make some blank up. Kimbark told Spiro he had no recollection of that statement, even if it, quote, looks like a home run on your side and makes me look very terrible. Kimbark added, I apologize if I did say that. That's kind of a big deal if you've got a police officer saying that I'll just make something up when I pull up over this car. That's probably a decent little check mark on the defense's side.
I'll have to hear from 29 more witnesses.
You know what? I still don't know who all these people were. I do need to find that out. That I do not know.
This judge has got to be so pissed off.
Well, I think that's why he's made Robert Kraft come in. I guarantee you, because everything I read was like, this is fairly unusual that he would actually have to come in for this. But you're right. I mean, if you're sitting there and this is over something and you've had to deal with whether the tape was legally one way or the other, you're like, all right, if I'm going to work with you and we're going to draw this thing out and I'm going to concede to all the different things your lawyers are asking right now, then you need to be here at least once.
Yeah.
We got to see your face in court.
What do you think the average, quote unquote, trial time for this judge is?
10 minutes?
Not even.
I mean, Fred, you're right.
I mean, have you ever had to go to court?
No, fortunately not.
I just had an open container, but I had, and it was funny because I told you that I just said it on the, that I had an open container ticket and they wanted me to go to court. So like a lawyer called up and she's like, I'll just come with you. So the judge thought it was so funny that I brought a lawyer. He just dismissed it. So, I mean, I'm talking about under 5 minutes easily. Yeah. So I would say the average length is 5 minutes. And now this is, I mean, they thought it was ridiculous that I brought a lawyer.
Months.
Can you imagine what this
is? This is months.
This guy's thinking 30 witnesses? And because everything that precedes that and follows that is a 10-second thing. Like, you know, they're
all of a sudden Harry Anderson is swamped.
Well, this is essentially it.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously. Well, this is, you know, but the one thing that's come out of this, and the one main reason, other than it would be just depressing for me to see the video, the one main thing about it that everything I read, it seems like more and more that these cops broke the law. They went over the line. The detectives went over the line. They didn't get the proper approval. They're filming people who are naked. We're getting legitimate spas. And it just seems like a massive abuse of power.
And if
in this
Robert
case.
Kraft wasn't involved with this, they would have gotten away with it. Think
yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
if you're Robert
right.
Kraft, if they I hadn't mean, caught Robert Kraft, all of this wouldn't have been a problem.
And it's almost like people are looking at, oh, well, a guy with big money's in here as a negative. Like, oh, look at the injustice. I almost think it's shining a light on something. On a different type of injustice. Like, if you're right, if he wasn't there and he wasn't a big name and he didn't have these big attorneys, then they would have gotten away with it.
No, absolutely.
No, they would have all pleaded guilty and they would have all gone about their business.
No, but a lot of people wouldn't know that they had been videotaped naked against their will. Like, the people who got legitimate massages.
No, but they would put that in as evidence. Legitimate massages. I still don't believe that.
Well, even they admitted that they did have. There were people who went and got legitimate massages. Like the prosecution.
I don't know how you could be that dumb.
Fred, I'm with you. But then again, there's probably just old people who just like ramble. And they saw Early Bird Special and they just immediately were attracted to it. It was like the Ring to Mordor. An old person to an Early Bird Special.
I mean, that's on you. If they caught you naked thinking that you were going to get a legitimate spa. And I'm sure the lady was thrilled. That the guy wanted a legitimate massage. Oh, good. I don't get that $60. Here we go. All right, Rich, we have the stat coming of what we discussed.
Oh, blood everywhere during the basketball game last night. Absolutely disgusting. And on top of that, we've got a band that hasn't made an album in 12 years who says it's coming out next month.
All right, be listening tomorrow at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at the TD Garden for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. As the Bruins take on Columbus in their quest for the cup, tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins.
Thatcher and Ritt.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Richard, what is it that we have not got?
All right, first thing, before we get to the stack, you guys have all seen that video now of the dude who robbed the bank in Somerville and was running down the street. Now, the guy, I think, exchanged gunfire, right, during the bank robbery? I mean, fired a shot in the air.
Yes.
All I know is about the idiot.
Yeah, with exchange of police. So there's the video that's out there of this dude running down a sidewalk, and this some random guy sees him running and goes up to him and, like, knocks him over and, like, pushes him into a wall.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Hmm.
I don't care. Okay. It's one thing if you stop a guy who has, like, someone's life in danger. Like, if someone's, like, threatening to kill somebody and you might save a life. Or they're threatening to, like, they've grabbed, a kid or something. If it's just about someone robbing a bank and has money.
Yep.
And just has
I have seen
what
nothing.
What the F are you doing?
Yep. I've seen nothing.
They can get all of that's federally insured. Why the hell would you put your life on the line for someone who just, like, robbed a place?
And, like, why would you care that they robbed a bank? Like, what business is it of yours?
Just stay the hell out of the way. Let the pros do their thing and don't get yourself killed. I know this guy's being heralded as a hero, and you know what? Thank goodness he didn't die, and good for him and all that. But I would never, and I would tell my kids the exact same thing. You don't get in the middle of that.
Especially since him robbing the bank affects nobody. It doesn't affect the people at the bank. It doesn't affect, it's scary for the people at the bank, so I take that back. But ultimately, and I guess the people, ultimately affects the people at the bank.
Yeah.
But it's really, aside from that, like, what do you care?
So my wife worked at a bank that was right near two major highways.
I used to live right by that.
Yep. So you know exactly where I'm talking about. And we both were bank tellers at one point at the same time. But during her time there, she got robbed twice. And at one point, she was slipped the note, and it was the person next to her who was actually slipped the note. And there's so many different ways that nowadays they're going to track you. They're going to be able to set off silent alarms. I mean, there's like 8 silent alarms down there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, and they always say don't tip the silent alarm. Well, you can tip like one of the many silent alarms without anybody knowing until it's too late. I mean, there's one, there's an alarm at your foot that you press a button down there. There's another one that is if you pull out a certain strap of cash, there's like a clip, almost like a mouse trap that pushes the money. And once that clip touches metal, it sets off a silent alarm. And then there's, of course, the bait bomb, which everyone seems to know about, which is the stack of money. Then on the inside of it, there's a big thing of ink. And by the door, if you leave with that big stack of cash, the bait bomb explodes and it basically marks you. I mean, you've got red ink all over you, or inside the bank, all the money is unusable. So there's that, and then there's, of course, the button. There's so many different ways that you can set it off. Why rob a bank nowadays? You're going to get found. I know this guy's still running around, right?
I don't know, but it's not like you get enough to, like, live on. It's not like you're set for life.
And I wonder if the dude's...
How much does a teller keep in its drawer?
Less than 10, because I think that if you hit 10,000, you have to do a dump. Which is you have to put it back into the safe.
Yeah, you have to go to the bathroom.
So, even if you got multiple drawers, because usually just one drawer is what's robbed. Usually it's a note that says, "I have a gun. Give me all your money. Don't say a word. Don't give me the bait bomb." And so, okay, that's what. Matter of fact, the woman who was next to Mary, that's the kind of note that she got. So she just slowly took out all of her stuff, gave it, and the dude took off. And she didn't give him the bait bomb, but she set off the silent alarm. And so he, I think, ended up taking away something around $4,000.
Well, that's a good one. You wanted 10 years in jail or
trying to rob
$4,000.
And what's crazy is that the dude, like, later on that day, went to a gas station and tried to rob a gas station. The dude pulled out a gun and, like, blew his arm off. So Mary had to go in and actually do a lineup thing. And they just wanted to make sure that this was actually the same guy that had robbed the bank. And she couldn't honestly say which one it was. She wasn't out. I mean, she couldn't tell.
Can you imagine if they're like, can you come in and, like, do this? Just like, all I want to do is take a nap.
I just don't want to do anything.
Well, there's nothing like the windfall that comes from robbing the gas station.
Well, we now know who is going to be Jason Witten's replacement on Monday Night Football. And that replacement is Booger McFarland. They're moving him up from the big chair and they're putting him in the booth. Probably because nobody else wanted to do it. I know they went after Peyton Manning with a ton of money once again, and he kept saying, nope, nope, nope. And then you finally realize it wasn't even about him trying to get more money. He just don't want to have anything to do with that.
Yeah, why would he?
And I bet there's a decent amount of athletes who would have been interested, who saw the backlash that Jason Witten got in his first year, and they're like, I don't need to deal with that.
Maybe not start on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if they just had one game Booger from Revenge of the Nerds come in?
Oh, yeah.
He just came in with his Who Farted shirt?
I think that's a good idea.
With a hole in the middle?
Yeah. Like Booger McFarlane couldn't make it. He got stuck in Seattle. So we brought in the star of the Revenge of the Nerds trilogy.
Have you ever, do you guys watch that show Atlanta?
I've seen an episode.
Okay, there's an episode. I mean, I love the show. It's great. But there's one episode where they go to this mall, this like high-end mall, and it's him and this dude he just met, and the guy just starts taking shoes and just putting it in his bag.
Yes, yes.
And he goes like, Chris, what's his name? Donald Glover's like, what are you doing? And he goes, no chase rule here, man. And like the employee goes up and goes, hi, how are you doing, sir? He goes, I'm taking these shoes. And he goes, what? And he just walks away and he goes, they're not allowed to chase you anymore. It's like they've passed a policy that they don't want any of their employees getting killed so they don't chase you.
Yeah. If I were to
so the guy just takes the shoes and just walks out of the store.
That is beyond me. If you work at a shoe store, unless it's one of these ones that sells like $10,000 shoes and you own it,
yeah,
take whatever you want.
Yeah, it's yours. I don't care.
I don't even think I would say anything. If I saw him taking shoes.
It's like people who are like want to take your wallet. You're like, dude, it's yours, man. It's going to be a pain in the ass canceling those cards, but I don't.
Well, I told you, a guy pulled a gun on me and like years and years ago and asked for. I lived in an apartment and it was in Atlanta and it had the stairs were outside. So I'm going up the stairs and this girl I'm with says, just take it. And like starts running. Well, thanks a lot, honey. So she throws like $5 and five singles down.
More importantly, did you know Booger was on New Girl? The guy, the actor who played Booger was on New Girl?
And yes, he played a principal.
That is quite a 180 we just took mid-story.
So, but I'm telling a story, John. Thanks.
Sorry.
Just cut it off right in the middle.
I'm sorry.
So anywho, this girl runs up the stairs and she throws down five singles. And this guy had like a pearl-handled pistol. And he goes, give me your money. But he was like real like chill. So I opened up my wallet and gave him the cash. And like I had $20. And he's like, is this all that she has? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, ass. And then he just picks up the cash and left. Well, he didn't even want my wallet.
I know a woman who was robbed over in the South End. And she gave him her purse. And then he said, I want your phone. And she said, no. And they said, give me your phone. And she said, I'm not giving you my phone. And the guy just like stared at her for a minute and he ran off.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? She goes, I had pictures of my kids on there that I hadn't downloaded yet. Like it was like my kid's birthday party. I'm not giving him my phone. It was like mama bear instincts just took over. It was all about her kids at that moment.
Yeah. This guy, I think he said, give me your money. Like he didn't say, give me your wallet. But I just took and then we went upstairs and told my roommate and his girlfriend what happened, and they're like, call the police, and we're like, why? And then I ended up calling the police, and they came in and assured us there was nothing they could do about it. All right, let's take the call when we get back.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I will not give you the details, but where are you reading this?
Okay, so this is a guy named AJ Perez who writes for USA Today Sports, and he was apparently down at this trial with Robert Kraft, and one of the detectives who's kind of in the crosshairs right now of the defense on whether or not they maintain this tape illegally and all that, it sounds to me that they are sick of being called out. So they realize that if they're going to go down, they're going to take everyone down with them, including Robert Kraft. And the stuff that he was saying on the stand yesterday that Robert Kraft apparently likes is just crazy.
It's really embarrassing.
And on top of
it's probably about the most embarrassing thing that could come out based on an encounter like that.
It sounds
not really. I guess it
sounds like all of these guys are sick and tired of people saying that they didn't do their jobs correctly, or that they are manipulating the law, or going over the line. And so what they're saying is like, all right, if you want to try to make us look bad, I'm going to say everything awful that happened in that room.
And this is under oath. So if you believe the police officer talking under oath.
And the stuff, too, that he's talking about wasn't in the original description, because the original description is pretty graphic. I mean, like, you know, when that paper came out where you read everything that went on, he's adding stuff in there. He's like throwing in like bonuses. And it's they are pissed. They are so pissed. And the judges seem to be pissed, too, because he wants Kraft to appear in person. So whoever wins, no one's going to come out looking great in this.
God bless him. This is exactly what this trial needs.
I won't get specific butt stuff.
Really?
Is all I'll say.
Interesting. Okay.
Holy Moses.
There's a million more embarrassing things that could happen. I exaggerate a little bit, but you can go ahead and read about that.
Yeah. Well, if you're
I don't know why that's not in more stories. Like, Bertrand sent it to me. I don't know why it's not in more stories.
That whole thing wasn't covered much yesterday. And I mean, that's a... Remember how big it was when it first broke? And now it's kind of on the wayside.
Are they waiting for the ruling of admissibility in the case before going forward with it?
There's cameras in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And we don't see this stuff. Yeah. You know how hard it was just to find that one clip right there? I mean, it is... You would have thought this would have been a lot bigger than it was, but maybe, I don't know. Who knows what's going on? All I know is I read that, and I was like, all right, well, that's an interesting detail.
Yeah.
We had not heard yet. All right, so we have people who worked at a bank and they got robbed. And as I said, there's not that much money. Like I think there was about $4,000, I think, the one that was next to Mary when she was robbed.
Alex, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I love the show. Yeah, I used to work at a bank, actually in Brookline, no less. Got robbed, and the guy got away with $400. I don't think he got caught, but it's absolutely the stupidest thing you could do is rob a bank. I mean, there's security and cameras and FBI, and I mean, you're better off robbing a store.
Yeah, and that's that's a federal crime, right? Because it's
federal felony.
Yep, that is a felony.
FBI task force, 10 years for $400, not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a federal felony.
Robbing a bank. Why don't you go rob a train? Like the old days.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a train heist.
Yeah. Unless you're some kind of super genius that can get into like the safe. I mean.
No, you can't, man. They're so high tech now.
Well, they do it in the movies.
I don't know. Johnny Utah said you burn time in the vault, man. Burn time in the vault.
Yep.
Got to be smart.
By the way, this sounds like the greatest movie ever to come out. So apparently, back in 1984, MTV had a contest where for one weekend, you could be Van Halen's roadie.
I remember the contest.
Yeah. So it was called the Lost Weekend.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't tell you where you were going, what you were going to do when you were there. You just showed up and you were with Van Halen, and they would basically party with you all weekend. Well, this kid who won it was 20 years old, and they made a documentary about his time with Van Halen, and apparently it's insane.
That is the height of debauchery. I just read that book from their manager up until they right before they kicked that David left the band, and Alex Van Halen would wake up, he'd drink his mini bar, and then he'd go in the manager's room and drink his mini bar. And that was just to get going in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they were doing phenomenal amounts of cocaine.
And this is a kid from, where was he from? It was like someplace like, it was a dock worker from Pennsylvania. 20 years old, gets thrown right in the middle of this, and he looks kind of like nerdy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's video of him on stage with them, and they like
loved it.
They embraced it. And they joined covering him in like beer and like liquor, and he's like, on stage, and all these girls are all around.
I swear to God, I remember all the stuff about that.
They got over a million entries.
Because
I had to send in a postcard.
I loved Van Halen. Oh, to hell of Van Halen. And so I just remember being insanely jealous of this kid.
And finally, if you want to know what Gronk's acting career is going to be like, we got a little tease of it yesterday at the Billboard Music Awards, where he played a security officer during a skit in which Kelly Clarkson, who's the host, was sitting in one of the seats, and he said, "You know what? I'm going to try to get these two ultra douchey country singers of Florida Georgia Line their seats." And I apologize for the quality, but who the hell knew that the Billboard Music Awards was on? So this is from the internet.
We need all the seafarers to move. I got the third best band with me right here.
Are you serious? This keeps happening to me. I'm a big deal, Terry. People know who I am.
Yep, so that's about it. So get out of the way. Rob Gronkowski doing some more acting.
He's on his way.
I want to know who the writers were, because that was tremendous.
There was one funny moment, however, is that Drake won some award, and he said this.
And I need a glass of champagne and... And, hey, shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week. Hey.
Arya Stark from Game of Thrones. Now everyone says that because of Drake and the Drake curse, she's dead next week.
Well, that's usually how it works in this show.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
He wants a nice glass of champagne.
Not a mediocre glass.
No, he just wants a nice glass of champagne. One glass of champagne.
Do you have the final song on there from today?
I do.
Not this one.
Jack G.
But there's somebody that we're waiting for, Fred.
Yeah, he's not going to come in because he just came in.
He's not going to come in?
He's put things down. We won't see him again until 10:02.
Why the idea that you would come in, put your stuff down, and not sit down for 2 minutes to do a crossover that happens every day is beyond me.
You know what he is?
Butt face, butt face, butt face, butt face. Butt face.
Was this from the trial?
In case any of you were wondering what Fred was talking about earlier.
That wasn't it.
Okay.
that was a joke that wasn't.
Maybe this was.
All these toes deserve some love. I like toes. All these toes deserve some love. I want your toes.
I like feet. I like feet. Feet just can't be beat. There was a Jenny Jones where they had guys with fetishes. And, like, everyone was, like, real serious, and then the foot fetish guy came out with an acoustic guitar.
Singing a feet song.
And that was the time that I became obsessed with people with foot fetishes, because he was so happy. Like, Rex Ryan was so happy.
Oh, it was great.
He just was so happy to see feet.
He's got that framed picture of his wife's feet on his desk.
Yeah, he has a blast. Well, I
guess... Fart face, fart face, fart face, fart face.
Well, if you want to tell Zolak that this exists, go ahead, because he's not coming in and we're...
I'm a nice
time to go.
Man.
Yeah, turn it down, for a second.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak, backup quarterback. Scott Zolak, backup quarterback.
Did you hear the songs, though? By the way, that Van Halen documentary is going to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, okay. Oh, absolutely.
It's premiering, I think, at one of the film festivals tonight.
And that was when they hated each other, too.
Who made that song?
I don't know. They made one about me, too.
Who is that?
He's got 18 different names, and he's written thousands of songs.
He'll be in next week. You'll get a chance to meet him.
He gives his phone number out in mine and tells me to call him. All right. It's 10 a.m. That's going to do it for us. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Butt face, butt face, butt face, butt face.
Bye.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.